I'm Amy Eddings, and it's WNYC's Financial 411, our take on the economic news of the day. World leaders are gathered in Seoul, South Korea, for an economic summit aimed at reviving the global economy. But the outlook for any substantial agreement appears increasingly unlikely. The United States is facing sharp criticism for the Federal Reserve's decision to buy $600 billion in government bonds. That move will drive down the value of the dollar, and international critics say that gives U.S. exporters an unfair price advantage. President Obama has said the U.S. economy needs to grow if the world economy is to recover. And while the G20 summit has trade policies on its agenda, President Obama and the president of South Korea, Lee Myung-bak, failed to finalize a long-time-in-the-making trade agreement. Both leaders say they'll give negotiators more time to work out differences around Korean imports of American cars and beef. President Obama has recently focused on trade and exports as a means to revive the U.S. economy and bring down inflation. The president wants to double American exports in 5 years. Back home in the U.S., some mixed news about prices for people's homes. If you're a glass half-empty person, home prices fell in nearly half of the nation's metropolitan areas in the third quarter of this year compared to the same quarter last year. If you're a glass half-full type, nearly half of the country's metro areas saw median home prices increase. The National Association of Realtors says the median sales price for existing homes rose in 77 areas and fell in 76. In New York and northern New Jersey, median home prices rose nearly 3%. The Dow shed 74 points, closing at 11,283. The S&P 500 dropped 5 points to 1,214. The Nasdaq lost 23 points, ending at 2,556. With the G20 meeting underway, we thought now is a good time to look at the sudden sharp rise in the prices of commodities or raw materials. Cotton prices have been up about 100% from a year ago. Gold has been trading at over $1,400 an ounce, and crude oil prices have been on the rise. The increase is due in part to strong economic growth in countries like China. But the Federal Reserve's plan to purchase $600 billion in government bonds could be contributing as well. With us is John Kilduff. He's the founding partner of Again Capital, a hedge fund that focuses on energy and commodities. Welcome to the Financial 411, John.
Great to be here, Amy. Thank you.
So why are commodities rising?
Well, basically, it really weaves its way back to the value of the U.S. dollar. And with the Fed undertaking this mission to buy U.S. treasuries, they're basically flooding the market with U.S. dollars. You've heard complaints about that from the Chinese in particular, about this being almost out of control in their view. As that value of that dollar goes down, these global commodities that you just referenced that are denominated in dollars require more of those cheaper dollars to buy them. So that's sort of what I like to refer to as the financial physics at work. It's sort of like Newton's third law. For every action, there's an equal opposite reaction. So as this dollar gets cheapened, the value of these commodities necessarily go up.
So you really see a strong connection between the rising prices and the Fed's actions. But what about investors looking for profits? Are they a factor in the higher prices?
Well, beyond that, that is one element of it. And the other element of it is that, and we saw this right before the financial crisis really struck hard, we saw crude oil get to $147 a barrel. We saw spikes in the several commodities you mentioned, in particular corn, in part because of the food versus fuel debate. We saw those prices spike. And basically what we are seeing, as China, India, Brazil, some of these other countries get more wealthy, their citizens can afford and demand more of the commodities that we've taken for granted over the years. That has driven demand up and has also had the effect of driving those prices up.
Now, you mentioned that spike in oil prices right before the financial collapse. I remember that was $4 a gallon at the pump. Does this mean that consumers will start seeing higher prices?
They already have, and we actually hit a new high for crude oil today, a one-year high for crude oil today. But interestingly, crude oil this time around is lagging, and that's partly because we did see a supply response from OPEC. There's a tremendous amount of new refineries in the world. There's a lot more crude oil available for production around the world, so that's helping to keep a lid on things, relatively speaking. Plus, it seems as though the fear out there, whether it turns and takes turns from being worried about value of the dollar dollar value of the euro, a lot of the money has gone into silver and gold in particular as a reserve currency, taking on their sort of traditional mantle. But we're certainly seeing crude get there. It seems almost a certainty to go upwards and over $100 a barrel, and that translates into easily $3.50 a gallon gasoline across the country.
John Kilduff is the founding partner of the hedge fund, Again Capital. Thanks for joining us on the 411.
Thank you, Amy.
Get this program as a podcast. Sign up by going to WNYC.org and leave us your suggestions and comments, too. This is WNYC.